Hey there, I'm Kevin Daisy.
And I'm Eric Olson.
You're listening to the Managing Partners Podcast, where we interview top lawyers about how they're growing their firms. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Managing Partners Podcast. I am Kevin Daisy, and I am your host. Today, I have a lawyer that most people know that I know, and his name's floated around a couple of times. So I want to reach out and have him on the show to share his story and what's unique about him. So we have Christopher Early on the show.
Kevin, appreciate it. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. So, I always like to know people's location. I'm in Virginia Beach. Christopher's in Boston. So how's the weather up there?
It's not bad. I mean, we're creeping up on April, so it's the marathon's going to be a couple weeks. Flowers will be blooming. You know, winter is dissipating, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's hanging on right this second. Like, I got my, when I'm recording this right now, it's the end of March, and it's a little cool, but it's about to warm up real quick, so.
We're almost there.
I'm ready for some decent-looking yard versus all the mess that's out there right now. 100%. Well, cool. Let's get down to business, of course. Chris, you know, tell us your background, your story, and how, why you are a personal injury lawyer in Boston.
Yeah, appreciate it. Well, thanks for having me on. I like what you're doing. You've been doing this for a while, so great job, right? Really love it. So glad to be part of this. I share my story frequently. It's an unusual story, and that informs the lawyer that I am, you know, the way I, you know, handle, being a parent. And so, you know, my story sort of, we have to sort of look at the start. And so my story was a very dysfunctional story, you know, coming up, being raised. I've witnessed addiction. I've witnessed homelessness. So it's kind of dark, but today things are bright and good because we're sort of trying to do things differently. And that influences the way I run this practice. It's a very, you know, humble practice. We only handle personal injury. I believe in empathy, authenticity. So I started with my story to tell you out of the gate that that's what I think. You have to be authentic when you're running a business, when you're doing anything. But when you're trying to serve people, like how are you different than the guy or the gal down the hall from you at another law firm across the street? So what's worked well for me is to be authentic. I just wrote a column. I write a lot. I write a lot of columns. I write a lot of content for lawyers, a lot of newsletters, e-blasts. And today I wrote a column for a local publication. It's about being vulnerable. So I would encourage the audience, you know, when I speak to the lawyers, they're kind of concerned about being vulnerable. The more vulnerable I am, Kevin, the more my career grows. So I would encourage the audience, be yourself, like lean into like my, like what I just said to you at the beginning is like, was scary to talk about, you know, a couple of years ago about dark stuff, but it's who I am and it shapes us. So I just encourage the audience, no matter what stage of your practice you're at, be authentic, be real, and people will be attracted to that. So that's been very effective for me as I'm trying to grow my brand.
I love it. And like leading with a big takeaway right off the bat. So, but no, you're 100% right. And I think it's, especially as younger entrepreneurs or lawyers, you're kind of like, you want to be all that and right. Look like everything's perfect and everything's going well. And, you know, maybe that's how we start out, but you know, you're 100% right. Being authentic for sure. 100% being vulnerable. More people will flock to you, help you, mentors, all kinds of things will happen for you. But I agree, spot on. I had Jennifer Gore on recently, who you know.
She's great. She's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Jennifer, what's up? But we were talking about personal brand and like being authentic was like the number one key. Like you have to do that. You can't just create some facade or like, you know, try to pretend on what you want to be. So I know for me, it's helped my business for sure with what we do. So I appreciate
people
that.
People will know if you're not real. They'll smell it. They'll sniff it out from a mile away. Right. So we can't, you know, I would just encourage the audience listening. You and I know, right. They can't manufacture this stuff. It has to be legit. Like what Jen is doing, she's like totally authentically leaning into like what is driving her with her business, which is to be a kick butt entrepreneur. And she's living her best life doing that. I'm living my best life trying to rewrite the script. So my kids have it better than I did, right? And that informs everything. But there's, you know, power to being who you actually are and not, you know, putting on a front. and a mask because people can see that. But that's, to me, you know, no matter where you are in your development, if you're real, if you're genuine, I hate to say it again, authentic, your career will, you'll have a happier career. You will have more business. You'll have great people who want to work with you if you're a firm owner, right? Because I know most people listening to this probably are or want to be. So when you walk the walk and you talk the talk, I feel like really good things happen.
Yeah. And I, you know, I think it's hard for folks to do, especially in this field. And yeah, Jen's spot on. Jen's got her thing. And it is what it is. And not everyone's going to like it. You're going to have haters. You're going to have people that don't attract, but that's perfect. Like, that's what you want. You want to attract the right folks and the right clients and the right employees, and the ones that don't like what you're doing, perfect. You know, we shouldn't be wasting our time with them. So it does so many things for you that you just wouldn't believe. It sounds easy, right?
Yeah. No, what you just said is so true. You don't want to be everything to everybody. Once I got my head around that, I was like, oh, okay, you want to just speak and serve a small part of the population who's like a ride or die. Supports Daisy and what we're doing. You can't be everything to everybody, nor is that sustainable. So my whole thing is like, just get deep and wide with my own. It's like, for example, in a couple hours, I'm going to talk to an audience. It's an organization called Boston Bulldogs. It's a community. It's a community about who they were in recovery, and they want me to talk. So I'm not in recovery. I'm thankfully not an addict, but I've grown up around it and I know about it. I'm intimately aware of it. They want me to talk to their group, because they've seen, you know, stuff on LinkedIn. They're like, we want you to talk to our group. Now, I'm not some guru here, nor am I trying to be. But like, that's like authentic, because like, you know, that's not only like branding, but it's just like actually giving people value. Something is going to come of that. And I'm not going there to get cases. Like, it's not my bent. That's not my angle here. But something is going to come of that. So when you're authentic with this stuff, sure. and you do that everywhere, like everywhere where you go about every day, like really good things, are, you know, opportunities, speaking engagements, networking. It just, I feel like the dam just like releases and all this good stuff happens. And that's what I've seen. So super simple, but I think it requires you to get a little uncomfortable, because some of us are a little private. You know, everyone listening to this is probably an attorney who, you know, may be a perfectionist. So I can't be vulnerable. I can't show my true self sometimes.
Yeah.
That's exhausting, right? To like not be who you are. So I give you, without sounding like a total jackass, I give you permission, right? You have permission to do your thing. And to me, that's been totally game changing. Like, everything is different now. So it's been good. Yeah.
Yeah. To your point that you said, it's exhausting, right? So, you know, there's another saying out there. I forgot who said it, but like being lazy or doing nothing is also exhausting. That's work. You're working to...
Yes.
It's still work, right? You still have to actively, you know, not do things and sit around and whatever it is. So it's not being yourself, not being authentic. You're having to change constantly or try to play a script or whatever. And that's way more exhausting, and it's not fulfilling either, right?
It's well said.
Hey there. This is Kevin Daisy, your host and founder of Array Digital. If you're tired of wasting money with agencies that just can't get it done, then please check out my law firm, digital marketing agency, at arraydigital.com. If you contact us there, you'll be sure to line up a meeting with me where we'll walk through your exact situation and come up with a plan for what you can do to improve your marketing results. I look forward to talking to you. Now back to the show.
I never really thought of it like that. You're spot on with that as well. And like, you're going to get case, like, so like people identify with my story, like, oh, I grew up around addiction, or my cousin's an alcoholic. That's like affinity. And like, how many lawyers are talking about that? Like, no. Because they can, if that's their story, well, they can, but most lawyers, it's not. So that's what separates me. So my clients, they kind of know what they're getting is a humble dude who's, you know, doesn't, you know, put on any airs. It's like, dude, I am like straight up humble as hell. And that you have to get on your client's level. If you talk big talk, like they say, the average person, you know, has a seventh grade reading level. So if you're, you know, talking to a client, you're getting all, you know, big time on your legalese, like that's not attractive for the client. Get on their level, be yourself, right?
Yeah.
I think it's super.
Well, 100%. You know, I'm from like a small town, had nothing, single wide trailer, divorced parents, all that good stuff. Not much opportunity, but I think it gave me all the opportunity by having that background. But, you know, I've always been eye level with my clients, no matter what, you know, even if they can be wealthy or they can be poor, it doesn't matter to me. And, you know, it's just served me well to be that way. And, you know, I could have a conversation with anybody. And that's kind of my, you know, who I am. But I think early in business, I was probably not trying to be like that. I was probably trying to be something I wasn't, you know.
Can I ask you a question? So with you know, without being specific, was it, did you have like stability? Because a lot of entrepreneurs on this call are okay with chaos because they've had a little bit of chaos at some point, because being an entrepreneur is total chaos. Was that all like it was for you, or was it fairly stable? I'm just, because that really resonates with me, what you just said.
So are you talking like my childhood or?
Yeah, just general. Upper, yeah, yeah.
I would say so. Yeah, I think I had stability. I had two places I would go. My dad's house on the weekends, my mom's on the week. I never felt like that was a big challenge or a something that would hold me back, honestly. I kind of like, I was like, oh, cool. I get to go to their house and different friends. And, you know, totally. we kind of enjoyed it, I guess. But we never had anything. And I didn't really think about it that way, honestly, until later. I was like, oh, crap. We lived in a single wide trailer. My mom didn't make any money. Still, you know, still don't make some money. But it's just the way I grew up. And so, you know, it definitely gives you a different perspective on everything, you know. So,
yeah, it sounds like you had to work for stuff, you know, and I can relate to one.
You know? Well, I started my first agency doing websites and stuff like that in 2006. I was 23. I've been self-employed since then. So I dipped my toe into the corporate world for about 3 years and then
took it right out.
There I'm out and I'm on my own. So now there was no stability for those few years when I started my business. I had no clue what I was doing. It was rough. I lost money the first year, took whatever I had, my 401k, dumped that into it, lost all that. So definitely challenging at that point.
Just a little bit.
A lot more challenging than I would say my childhood. That was easy breezy compared. So,
but see, the things you just talked about, like most people wouldn't take those gambles. And that's not good or bad. Or, you know, I'm not a past judge, but that's not for everyone. So the stuff that you and I, the risk we take on, the uncertainty we take on a daily basis, because bombs are always dropping. You don't know what's going to happen today or tomorrow. But it's that, you know, really good book is Grit. You know, Angela Duckworth talks about grit. And just, you know, I call myself like too dumb to quit, right? When you have grit, so it sounds like you're a gritty dude, right? You've gotten through a couple rodeos. That toughens you. It kind of gets your skin a little bit tougher, but also more sensitive because you know what it's like to deal with struggle. And so, you know, at least in my world, the personal injury space, it's like, again, there's no putting on airs on the client's level. And when you do that and you're real with them, they're going to refer everyone they know to you. It's like, you know, the faucet gets, we're talking about like the faucet is released and all this. Now this isn't like easy stuff. I'm not talking about, oh my God, like this is some like Nirvana. Like this is hard as hell, man. Like every day hard as hell, but I'd rather it this way than trying to do what everyone else is doing. You know, a mentor of mine, Ben Glass, I think you've had him on this podcast. When I met Ben is when my career pivoted. Cause I started thinking a little bit differently. And he's always talking about, you know, when the majority goes one way, that's a cue to go the other way fast. And so I would encourage the audience, right? Don't follow the masses. You got to do your thing. And so you don't get enveloped in the masses, right? You can't stand out because everyone in the personal injury space that's listening to this, right? It's hard to stand out. So my story is mine and your story is yours, whatever that is. But I think that's your greatest asset and it's free. You know,
you already have it. You just got to.
You already have it.
And that's, you know, a lot of times I talk to attorneys. I always have a meeting. If you want to be on the show, or if you're listening right now and you're like, I'd love to be on the show, well, set up a 15-minute call. I'll have a chat just like I did with Chris or Jennifer or Ben or anybody. Even though I know who they are, I still have the interview to talk about, you know, what are we going to talk about. Sometimes it's to see if they are a fit.
Sure.
And what they can bring to the table. But I have all the time people go, I'll invite them. And then they're like, I don't think I should be on. I don't think I have a story. And every time that I talk, I'm like, well, let's just chat. And then I talk to them for like 5 seconds and I'm like, you got an amazing story. And they usually start by saying something like what you did. Well, I, you know, kind of came up rough. It was a rough start and I started my company and that was challenging and, you know, whatever they might say, I'm always like, this is perfect. It's like, and they've been like pushing that to the side the whole time. Like, this is like not good. And so
nobody wants to hear about it. It's not interesting, but it is.
Yeah. And so I had one, it was one girl back in COVID, it was 2021 maybe. And she was like, I can't be on the show. I just started my company about a year ago, right in the middle of COVID. I just quit my job, started my firm, COVID hit. And I was like, go on. And then she's like telling me all this stuff. And I'm like, so it's been about a year. And I'm like, so you're still in business? And she's like, yeah, it's going pretty good. I actually just hired an assistant and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, so you quit your job and started a firm in the worst time possible when the online presence was pretty much had to already be in place for you to survive. And she's doing well and growing. And so I was like, that's what I want you to share, you know? So it was, and she was like, I can't have nothing to share. And so, you know, she had a great story and she came on the podcast and, you know, I'm not sure how she's doing now, but she just didn't see it, you know?
Yeah, Shane, that's a wonderful story within a story. You know, her story, she didn't even sort of see it, and you sort of teased out that you could have a good conversation about this story, actually, right? But, you know, yeah. I would encourage, you know, the younger audience, you know, listening to this right now, Kevin, is like, people, I study success all the time, you know, read about successful people, right? There's something special about them. So if you can just, you know, it sounds like she was just sort of that attorney you just mentioned just had to like sort of make it happen. So I just think that when you put yourself out there, the people will say yes. So you'll get a lot of no's, but sometimes like opportunities just are created because you had the gumption, the nerve to sort of go after it. And like, I'm not like the best, you know, trialer in the world. I'm not trying to be. I like the business more than say trying a case, but I'll work the average bear. And so it's not, you know, authenticity is everything, but you also have to like do the work, right? So if you marry authenticity, sounds like you're a worker like me. You marry authenticity with the work ethic. You do it every day. You know, I could just talk about little things like once a day posts on LinkedIn. I send multiple posts to my, you know, attorney list each month. I write prolifically. And I'm not bragging. I'm just talking real talk, like write for the ABA, for different journals. And so like if you do these little things each day, a really good book, Atomic Habits, right? James Clear talks about the little things compounding. And that's, I wish there's no point going in the back 20 years ago. I wish I did that starting out. So if you're a 27 year old lawyer and you're just getting started, do a little bit each day and you will surpass everybody because most people aren't willing to do it.
Yeah. The mundane, right? The things that you're consistent, disciplined. And the thing is you get recognized for that because you're like, man, Chris always shows up. He's always there. Consistent. And you get opportunities to speak at things or be on the podcast or whatever. And things just fall into your lap sometimes. You know, oh, wow, that, you know, this is great. And then, but it's all from those efforts over time. Yeah.
How many podcasts have you done? Somewhere in the 300s? How many have you done on this?
Yeah, at least over 300. I don't know if we've published 300, but we're close, but we have a pipeline or a backlog.
That's a lot of content. Right. But there were times where you got up in the morning, like, I don't want to do it today. Or, you know, I'm not feeling well. But like when you do the mundane, right? If you do that work over and over, I think that's right. Nothing, you don't need exceptional talents and abilities because God knows I don't have that stuff up, but I'll do the work. Sounds like you do the work. And that I think is the recipe for massive success. But Kevin, there are days I'm like, I'm going to post on LinkedIn or something like controversial, like, should I actually post this stuff? And then what happens is like your best engagement ever, right? You know, just trying to be a little bit different. That's sort of my, I think everyone can hear it, understand this point. That's my big theme, showing up differently, you know, creating your niche, you know, say at LinkedIn, my sort of personality is like, I can share about struggle. I can share about, you know, getting through stuff. And that resonates with people, right? Just like publishing content. Cause we talked at the beginning about being vulnerable. Well, like, when you show that and you come up repeatedly, right, you keep popping up because that's, I would encourage the audience, many do this, but some may not. Just try to be everywhere as much as you can. I'm sure you do this. So you got a podcast, you could cut that up into a blog post, into anything, a social media, right? And so, like, you know, it's 1 + 1 = 3. You got these assets, leverage these things. But, you know, I know you hear this all the time from lawyers, Kevin. They overthink everything. It's like, oh, it's not perfect. The font is off, or like the tone. It's like set that baby free and see what comes back. You know, you never know.
You just got to let it go, let it roll. And, you know, as long as it's not something that's going to get you in a bind, but don't overthink it. And things with like podcasts, I've had a few folks on here that do podcasting. I've talked about podcasting because I've been doing it for so long. And I have a personal one that has 1,300 episodes that was daily for like 3 years. So
that's awesome.
Entrepreneurship, 5-minute episodes. But,
I love it.
When we started, we sucked and we thought it sucked and we didn't want to hear it. We're like, man, my voice sucks. Holy crap. I don't want to hear this. Or the lighting is not right because we did video too, or I need a better mic or whatever. And you know, my business partner, Eric, is just, he's the best at this. just do it. Don't worry about it. Just roll and let's put it out there enough times so where you're like, you get good.
Yeah.
And then you get used to it. And so I was actually talking to Jen Gore and she's like, I'm just used to seeing myself and my voice and filming every day. Like, because repetition, you're going to get used to it. You're going to get better and you can find ways to improve. You're not ever going to do this kind of content or video on your website and be like, oh, I wait till I'm ready for it. Wait till it's perfect. Wait till it's
never perfect.
Ain't it's never going to happen. And no one cares if the video is perfect. They would rather see a crappy video of you being real.
Exactly.
Than a polished walking down the staircase of a courthouse. Like no one gives a crap about that.
It's too. No, before the podcast, I'll just share it. You and I were like, we didn't have an agenda. We just like, let's let it rip. You and I are just ripping right now. Yeah, there's nothing. Agenda. And we're finding all this common ground that we didn't even like know about. And so like, I just like let it rip. Cause like, you've done this enough. You've like, we talk about had enough rodeos where like, you know what you're doing. I'm trying to, you know, do the same thing. You just sort of figure it out. I have my own podcast. I want to suggest one other thing, and that's tenacity. So my first ever podcast guest on my podcast was John Morgan. And I had to hunt that guy. I had to hunt him down. You know,
you went for the biggest gas you could get.
Yeah, I want to be totally upfront because once I got a guy like him, it's like it's easier to get, you know, the others. And so he came on, but like he kept ignoring me. But like, I think you have to persist. You have to like do that, and that's easy stuff. It's easy, but it's hard. But like, just be a little pushy, a little bit. I'm not saying be an a-hole, be a jerk, right? Like Alexander Shannara, he's a big lawyer in the South. I texted him earlier. You know, hey, love to have you on the show. I know I'm pestering you, but I know we'd have a really good conversation. So until he says stop, I'm going to, you know, Alexander, if you're listening, we've got to get on the early show. But like, see all this, we haven't spent any money yet meeting you on the show. Like we're there's all this is free, low hanging fruit, being yourself, being real, doing the, you know, LinkedIn post. This is all free stuff. I'm sure you spend some on your podcast, but it's probably not too, you know, I'm sure the return is there. So like, it's just the daily stuff. You don't have to go broke. If you're a younger lawyer, right, you can do all this stuff, you know, without spending a nickel, actually. So I think that's really
100%. I mean, everything's way easier than it was 20 years ago. I can tell you that. So, you know, you got a lot that you can use at your disposal. And for everyone listening to chriserley.com below on your screen, you can check out his podcast under free stuff and the early show to check a look at his podcast. But no, 100%. And so, yeah, this is my time with Chris. And obviously for me, that does a lot of things. So one, I'm making content as we're talking right now, which we can use. And then number two, this goes to our newsletter that goes out to 3,400 attorneys. And then I'll say, hey, Chris, and do you go by Chris at all or just Christopher?
Chris, please. I insist, Chris.
See, we really don't have a clue what we're doing here. So but I'll ask Chris after this. Hey, do you have a referral? Any attorneys you know that would be a good guest on the show? I'm building a relationship with them. I happen to own a law firm marketing agency. He might refer me to a lawyer that needs that kind of help. Maybe he knows a young attorney that has no clue what they're doing with marketing. So there's all kinds of benefits to that, but doing the work, I record a couple of these a week. Sometimes I think I have four tomorrow, which is a little odd, but lawyers kind of grab when they can to book. And sometimes it ends up with a full day, but hey, that's great. I got backlog content. I'm going to out of town for family vacation soon. These will keep rolling right out. My team will just keep spitting them out and I don't have to worry about being behind. So
I love it. So that's super smart. What you just said, I hope people are taking notes because you're going to do four of these tomorrow. So you're going to be like really focused, locked in, your brain's activated on, you know, podcasts. You're not doing a million things tomorrow. It sounds like, right? You sound like you're very intentional about this stuff. So you're going to have really good podcasts tomorrow as opposed to like four, like randomly. Because if you do it randomly, you know they're not going to get done or you won't get 300 some odd podcasts done. But when you're doing four in a day, that's some favorable math that kind of adds up. You know?
Yeah, four conversations with the owners of law firms who happen to be my ideal client, right? So a lot comes from that relationship, that conversation, regardless if they become a client. So I just got invited to a few events at no cost, speaking engagements, webinars hosted with firms and masterminds and folks like Ben Glass and Brian Glass. And so a lot of collaborative things coming out because we're actively here to be a thought leader and to share what I know, even though I'm not an attorney, but I've also interviewed 300 owners of firms. So I kind of have a pretty good perspective on
Right.
What works and what doesn't.
I'm telling you, like when it comes to public speaking, there's no better networking. So you're marrying all these different, you know, you got the podcast, the news that are hitting tens of thousands of lawyers. Now you're, you know, the podcast speaking, the writing, those are big time assets that I think most people don't do. So you're outpacing a lot of people who just, I'm going to be honest, like too lazy to do the work. Right. So I think there's one thing people can never call you and I is lazy, right? You may write a better brief or memo motion than I am. I can. Well, all the power to you. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to build a business, right? Sure. So you're teaching me. So not only are we getting both of our names out there, I'm learning from you, right? And you got me thinking about things. So this is a conversation which is benefiting both of us, but it's not like a self-serving thing. It's like, I'm really enjoying what we're talking about because like we're, you know, there's a connection and I don't know. I think it's really important, right? It's just being real.
Yeah, we all that. And here's the thing, like, there's certain things I don't like to do, and I'll probably look lazy because I'll be like, that's the last thing I want to freaking do. I enjoy this. So it's very easy. This is not work. This is easy. And I own three businesses, maybe totaling $5 million in revenue with 40 some employees. I'm trying to grow with all of those businesses all the time. I just happen to only work on growing Array Digital. I'm not actively trying to grow the other two because I'm not part of those from an operational standpoint.
Yeah,
I'm here trying to grow my business just like you guys are trying to grow your business. And I learn from every guest. That's the cool thing. If this wasn't even recorded, I could just be sitting here talking to you, learning from you.
100%. Right.
That's the valuable piece right by itself.
Yes.
I just happen to record it and then also put it in video and all the podcast platforms and everywhere else in the world that I can put it. So.
Yeah. You know, I got to mention that you have 30 some thousand lawyers. So that's list building on steroids. I mean, that's a massive reach. I would encourage, again, the audience, build up your list. So that list, you had to start one day. Just didn't come to your doorstep. You had to build that thing, right? Yeah. And I wouldn't overthink it, like, oh, should I put this lawyer on that, you know, list? Like, I'm sure you just hit him up, right?
You used to think about all that stuff. And
yeah, waste time. I don't care.
And again, that's why my business partner is really good at, like, just who gives crap? Like, let's
let it rip. But some people are worried about, oh, what if they unsubscribe? Like, I encourage you to unsubscribe because that means, you know, I'm not going to spend energy communicating to you if you don't hear me. You know, that we talked about this like the beginning, just speaking to a narrow group very, you know, meaningfully, right? A smaller group as opposed to like getting a megaphone and trying to just, you know, go on the streets of Boston and say, anyone need a personal injury lawyer, something not that effective. But you with the list, you know, the list building, I would really encourage the audience, write that down. You want to build up that list. I don't care if you're 65 years old and, you know, you're an older lawyer or a new jack on the block. You know, start, you know, Kevin is doing a lot of things at a high level, right? Get that list started, pump out those assets, multiple assets.
Well, Chris, looking at your site, I mean, you had the podcast, you have tons of guides and downloadables and all kinds of stuff that you're doing the same thing. You're collecting different, and you don't have one guide. I know a lot of firms and a lot of clients, they got one guide and that's just to just cover everybody. And I look at your site, you got like, I don't know how many, 12, like, so there are specific ones and people have different situations.
Yeah.
And so you could have stopped with one, but you put in the effort to make multiple and continue to make more because everyone's, you know, not looking for different types of situations that they have. Yeah. So again, you could have stopped with the one and said, all right, I got a downloadable, you know, lead magnet, whatever you want to call it. So.
Right. And this, you know, I think at the end of the day, you and I, you know, I can speak from experience. I'm in the sales business. Like I'm trying to sell my legal services. I mean, I'm not, you know, make no mistake, right? And so we're all, you know, selling something, right? So I think positioning is important. So even if Joe Smith doesn't download that book, it's still on the website. It still gives you a little bit of credibility. Like, all right, this dude did the work of, you know, writing the book. You know, I just yesterday handed a client a fairly large check in person. And I gave her one of the books. I said, hey, you know, if you ever know anyone that needs an attorney, please give them this book, right? You used the phrase thought leader earlier. You want to be a thought leader. So when you're talking to mastermind groups and you're speaking to lawyers, like there's no greater networking than public speaking because it's like instant credibility. Because the fact that you're up on that stage is like, this dude's got to be legit because he's got the stage. So positioning, right? Like, oh, this dude wrote a book. Like he must have some clue what he's doing. But this isn't like very complicated. When you and I started, there was no ChatGPT. I mean, I haven't done this. You could write a book on ChatGPT, frankly. Yeah. I would read it real carefully, but like these, you and I didn't have that. And even social media, say, you know, 20 years ago was just getting off the, wasn't a thing at all.
That's the thing. Like, there's still firms right now that I look at that don't even post, or they have accounts that they don't you'd post anything, or they post like once a week and it's like the holiday post or whatever, right? So they still haven't figured it out, or you leverage any of these tools to help grow their audience and put no effort into it. There's no effort into it. And it's either effort or money. You hire someone, or you do it in-house, or you do it yourself. And, you know, it's easier today than ever. I mean, there's AI tools that will make posts, post them for you.
100%. You know, what you just said, I think, is really important. I went to a conference a few years ago, and the speaker was saying, you know, it's 4th of July. Don't put up a 4th of July post. Like, we all know it's 4th of July or whatever it is. Like, give some people some value, you know, infotainment. Give them some educational materials that are interesting. But, like, you know, chest pumping. And here's, you know, Kevin, check out my latest settlement. Like, you don't care about that. You care about, how are you going to help me with my legal problem? How are you going to get me out of this legal situation, right? So, like, we're all about, you know, pump out a lot of content, right? But, like, don't be – that's boring if you're – you know, talk about the holidays. I just had this conversation with my wife, you know, about that. So, like, you only have so much space, you have so much bandwidth online to, like, to reach people. So think very strategically. How am I, you know, how am I hitting people? Am I giving them value? I think that's really important, to be a giver and not a taker. I think a lot of people take, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Put it out there. I mean, I know this is something with, like, my team. So I'm an SEO. We're a really technical, deep SEO agency. I got some of the best people in the world, you know, that I've hired to do just this for lawyers, right? And so we're real passionate, and we get a little nerdy sometimes. And if I have some of my team on, like, a sales call, I got to kind of, like, bring them down a little bit, depending on the lawyer's expertise in this. But even though, as much as we know, there's a lot of agents out there that have no clue, and they just take your money and just say, yeah, we're doing SEO. But, like, we put out this information for free. It's all there. We can't be worried that someone's going to, like, oh, they're going to figure it out too, and then we don't have any clients.
That's smart.
You got to give out everything.
A lot of people go the other way, Kevin. It's like, oh no, I don't want to give too much. They're going to figure it out. No, they're going to come to you, because there's the universe rewards giving. People, you'll get more business if you help people out without looking for something in return, right? It's legit. I believe that's so strong. A really good book. I'm sure a lot have read this, but if anyone listens hasn't read it, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, right? Probably the first, like, actual, like, you know, sure you do.
Probably have a copy up there, if not in my office. I definitely have the audio book too. So,
but that, when I found Ben Glass and I learned, I never heard about that book before. I read that book. I was like, oh, just mind, just, you know, just exploded. Like, that's pretty different. You know, they don't read that in law school.
Nah, yeah. I would say another thing that we were talking about something a minute ago, and that kind of hit me, is you talked about speaking and being on stage and having a book.
Yeah.
So I gave a talk on this about personal branding years ago, so on stage somewhere, and perception was just one of the pieces, right? For one, you have a brand no matter what, but there's a perception piece of it that you can leverage. You still want to be authentic, but people are going to perceive a certain thing. Like, if you're on stage, you're like, automatically, like, he must be super successful and he knows what he's talking about.
Yep.
Automatically, that, whether that's true or not. And so you wrote the book on it. So you have that. Now, you had to do the work to get on the stage. You had to do the work to write the book. And so those people probably deserve to be where they are. But it has that perceived value that gets along with it. But, and that just leads to other things, right? As long as you're doing a good job, you didn't get on stage and bomb. But one of the things I would think about, anyone listening, all your attorneys out there, or my competitors, if you're listening in, I'm giving you free information. No, I read a book recently, and I can't remember the name of it, unfortunately, but basic exercise: make a column on a piece of paper or spreadsheet, whatever you want to do. And on the different columns, you're going to put $10 an hour work, $100 an hour work, $1,000 an hour work, and $10,000 per hour work. And when I first heard that, I was like, well, $10,000 an hour, holy crap, what are you doing? So the whole point is, you make a list of all this crap you do every day, and you start to put it in the columns. You know, what's $10 an hour work? Meaning, how much of that should you be doing? And if you're a new attorney, that's the first thing you get off your plate, right? So you hire an assistant or the VA or whatever. $100 an hour work is still valuable. Most attorneys bill more than that per hour. So that might be taking phone calls or intake or something like that. $1,000 an hour work, that's working on a case or handing someone that check or, you know, doing your job, but at a, you know, at the level you should be doing it, right? So if you own a firm, you're working on what you're best at, that's going to help the firm for a strategy. And then $10,000 an hour work is you're on that stage. You're on a podcast. You're doing things that don't really have a value that you can measure, but you know damn well it's probably the best thing you can be doing at that time. So that's the kind of stuff you should, am I doing any $10,000 an hour work? Am I doing any $1,000 an hour work? And if not, you need to work some of that into your week or every day if you can.
Well, that's so. The key. You have to, they say what, you know, delegate to elevate. So if you're doing, if you're running to the post office, you're making copies, you're losing money. I think every attorney, you know, echoing what you just said, every attorney should figure out what is their hourly rate, like truly, like what do they make per hour? And then if they're doing $15 an hour tests, it's holding you back and the business back. But sometimes, so like what you said earlier kind of hit me, you said you get good at this stuff. So like, in all honesty, you could put me on a stage and I can just riff about the business of law. I'm not going to like be like a Tony Robbins, but I can give you some good content that you can help you make some dough. And I don't need to rehearse that.
Yeah, like, just put you up there and then be like, talk about this. I can do that too, no problem.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, if you're really, I'm not, but if you're a really good basketball player, you don't need to like, I could wake you up out of bed and you jump out of bed, you can start, you know, hitting shots. Because like, it's, you know, I think Think and Grow Rich, you know, your brain is sort of like thinking along those lines and very narrowly focused. That $10,000 an hour work, that's not always the hardest work though. Sometimes the value that you give doesn't require you to do a ton to do the $10,000 an hour, because you've done the reps, you've taken the shots in the gym, right? So it doesn't require this Herculean, you know, gargantuan effort if you've done a lot of that work that people are willing to pay for. Right. I think that's really important. Your value, the perception of you.
Yeah.
This is a really good conversation, man. I'm liking this.
I appreciate it. I was talking to Chris earlier. I was like, hey, I wrote down a topic that we were going to talk about and I left it in my office and I'm in my home office. He was like, let's just roll. And I'm like, let's roll. Let's do it. So
that's awesome, man.
I would say, you know, one of the things too is, you know, look at your week, your month, your day. Are you just bombarded with crap and tasks to just run the firm, or are you making time for any of that $10,000 an hour work? Are you even like aware of that, right? Are you thinking, oh man, I don't do any podcasts, I don't do any talks, I don't do any of that stuff? Okay, well, start figuring out how do you start to break into that. You know, right. How do you become the expert? The referrals you'll get from other firms, the clients that will pick up on that stuff, the content that goes out there when you do those things, it just builds and builds and builds. And it'll definitely pay off. You go do one thing, one podcast, one speaking, it's not going to do anything for you, right? It's just one time. And maybe you'll see something from it, but you can get on podcasts all day long easily.
Yeah. And you can really leverage this. I mean, you know, you and I took a photo right before. I'm going to put a link down. I'm going to tag you, right? I'll tag you on Instagram, because like, who knows who's going to see that? Who knows if that not $10,000 or $50,000 opportunity doesn't arise from that. Who the heck knows? So we're trying to put as many ships out to sea as possible here, right? I think Dan Kennedy said that, right? Dan Kennedy said, you know, and then see what comes back. It ain't a perfect ship, but it's okay. But you're gonna have some duds and misses on some of these ventures. But when you hit, it could be significant. So let's not overthink this. I don't think success is, you know, that complicated. I just think it's simple if you're willing to pay the price. But you just talked about, this isn't about killing yourself. It's not about doing the low-level test that you probably shouldn't be doing. It's elevating yourself. Because frankly, there's a lot of people throughout the world that would love to do that work for you, right? But you just said, you can't do this all in one day. Just, I always encourage lawyers, take one thing off your desk today and delegate it, right? And you were talking about like getting your head okay with that and letting go. Because lawyers are such control freaks. You know, I know you see it. Probably say, oh my God, it's crazy. And so just delegate something, get rid of that, and then delegate some more, right? And I think really good things happen. I couldn't be doing this podcast with you if I had no one helping me. I get people in the office that are rock stars, right? And that frees you up to like do, because these conversations give me energy. I enjoy this. I don't want to really run to court right now. I'd rather have awesome people going to court for awesome clients as opposed to me doing that. What do you think on your end?
No, 100%. And like all that busy work, that's what kills you. And this is rewarding work. And you feel good about it. And you come off this going, oh man, that was awesome. You know? And so,
yeah,
you know, and if you're not doing this kind of stuff, and this doesn't have to be just a podcast, it could be making a video for your social channel. It could be speaking at your local chamber of commerce at, you know, whatever it may be, or just going out to a networking event. It could be doing any of those things that you just feel good about talking with people and having conversations. So, yeah.
So we talk about building your list. When you go to a networking event, you can't be a one and done. You got to carry on the conversation, right? When you meet a lawyer, you don't just say, oh, it's nice meeting you. Hopefully you reach out to me. You put them on your list so you can nurture, communicate, give value. They can say at some point, hey, Kevin, I think I need your help. Okay. That may not be for a month or 10 years, but if it's going to happen. I know you see it, right? So like when you do this work, you got to get people on that list so you can keep hitting them with valuable, important information that helps them, gives them value, because they'll go back to you when they need you.
100%. And then again, other attorneys in your case that don't do what you do see that, man, I can refer him some clients that need help, or someone calls and say, yeah, we don't do that, but Chris can help you out. You're building lots of different relationships and referrals, and you're making a name for yourself, and you're reliable, you're consistent. And next thing you know, you're like, oh, I'm just getting referrals from all kinds of places. It's like,
Just keep at it. This stuff doesn't, you know, there's days, Kevin, I don't know about you, but I'm like, I don't want to do it today. You know, I'll have a conversation with my wife. You know, I'm not going to, you know, front here. I'll have a conversation with my wife. Oh my God, I'm so frustrated. You know, it's not happening fast enough. She's like, play the long game. Like, it's happening, right? And then it's like, oh, she's right. This just happened today, or that happened last week. So you keep, it's not like a rocket ship, right? It's like, you know, slowly you go up, you know, right? And that's what it takes. And then I think good things happen.
100%. Totally agree with you. Yeah, great conversation. We probably could talk forever. I know you had something coming up, so I don't want to make you late for that. But yeah, great conversation. I appreciate it very much. I know we hit on a lot of different things, people. But, you know, I think there's definitely a lot of good stuff in there. And we definitely see eye to eye on a lot of things. So Chris is a great resource, obviously. Take a look at his website. That's Chris Early, and that's Chris, and then EARLEY for anyone listening on audio. Check him out. You mean you can see all about him, all the cool thing he has going on, his podcast, his free stuff. He's got like a huge menu full of stuff. His lead magnets. I mean, he's putting stuff out there. He's not just, you know, sitting around hoping leads will come in. So I like it.
I appreciate it. Keep doing your thing, man. I love it.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for joining me. Everyone, thank you so much for joining today and listening to me and Chris riff and ramble. But I hope there's some value in there for you too. So comments, you want to connect with Chris, connect with me, whatever, I'll connect you to. Let us know. Drop a comment about the episode and we'll respond to you. If you've got a question, reach out to either one of us. Chris, anything else?
That's it, Kevin. Appreciate you. Keep crushing it, man. Do your thing. I love it.
Yeah, you too, man. I'll see you in Boston soon.
Thank you, brother.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening. We have been producing this podcast for years, have had hundreds of guests, and produced hundreds of episodes. We don't ask for much, but I do have one ask. If you find value in this podcast, please share it with one person just like you. The best way to do that is to send them to arraydigital.com, where we have a full library of all the episodes that they can sort by practice area and or state. So again, we appreciate you listening, and thanks for sharing.